This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you flip the open sign around? No? I'll get it.
I love using these impact guns.
Get that open sign turned around, folks. Welcome aboard. Get that. We're open. Turn that on air light on over there, would you? There we go. Oh, yeah. Now we're on the air live. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along here. Broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza live from Boise, Idaho in the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week. Like I said, the first hour, I put the wrenches away and set them aside, put them in the corner, and asked them to just think about it for a minute, because those wrenches sometimes cause pain. At the most point, though, those wrenches do help fix your car. And today, of course, we're talking about electronic components, also on plugging into OBD2s and getting that engine light turned off for you. Don't ignore the light. If the light's on, you've got a problemo. That's all there is to it. Sometimes the lights do go on and go off, and you kind of say, ah, it's okay. See the computer management under the glove box area where you put your gloves over there on the right side where the passenger, you know, sits there on that side and the glove box. And, of course, the minivans, they have the glove box underneath the passenger seat. They're all over the place. Anyway, you got these little cubby holes called glove boxes, and that's where the computer is snuck right there behind the glove box. And what we do is that computer then manages everything to make sure that that car is running clean and not missing at all times, even though the engine light is on. Truthfully, it's amazing what the computer does. So what happens then, you just keep driving with that engine light on, you'll end up finding out that it runs fine. Mark, I get this all the time. It's running fine, no missing or anything. But then when it finally stalls on you or won't start and it gets towed in on the tow hook, to the greasy garage here, we end up finding out that there's at least 6 to 7, up to 12 sensors bad. Ka-ching is what that sound effect should be. Ka-ching, into the back pocket of the technician, the shop, etc. Don't do that to yourself. Let's get that first sensor fixed and get you up and on the road again. Well, folks, Auto World, what is it you ask? Well, if you just tuned in, I do appreciate it. First-time listeners, you're always welcome. And our charter members have been here for many, many years, since 1992. Auto World's been around. And that phone number, again, you're the star of the show. You are. The listeners are. You are. Each and every one of you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about your problems you've been having with your car, or maybe you don't understand the repair estimate or the bill that's just been handed to you through your emails, or maybe the technician, as I've always said here on Auto World, we have Auto World tips. And ask your shop, your technician, to take a picture on their cell phone and text it over to you. Show, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words, period. Let them send a picture over to you. Let them zoom, then you can zoom in and look at the leak. See the leak. Maybe it's not a leak. Maybe it's ground down brake shoes. Maybe it's ground down disc brake pads. They're telling you you need a brake job, and you're saying, "Oh, I just had it done," etc. We're going to get to finish up an email we had on the first hour right now with Mitch. But first and foremost, the number for you to call in is 855-660-9261. Excuse me, let's back up. 855-660-4261. Can you read my own handwriting? See how that is? Been around since 1992, and I still haven't memorized. The email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, Mitch, he emailed us from Wheaton, Illinois, on the first hour. I'll just reread his email so we all understand what's going on, because each and every email that we do get from all you folks, this could be where you're having the same problem that Mitch is having. Mark, this is a noise question for you. I drive a minivan every day to and from work. I needed a brake job done, finally, because of the miles on the van, 135,000 miles. My mechanic said it was time, so I had them do a full brake service, front and rear. Now I'm noticing only in the morning I have a dry growl and grinding noise in the rear of the minivan. When I touch the brake pedal, it goes away. The shop did a re-inspection and found nothing wrong. What should I do now, in your opinion? Thank you. Mitch from Wheaton, Illinois, and again. Oh, I got to do a shout-out to Wheaton again. Oh, yeah. Wheaton, Illinois. WRMN 1410 AM. Wheaton, Elgin, Aurora, and Arlington Heights, Illinois. Good to have each and every one of you around. Of course, listening to Auto World and all the little cities and each and every one of you that I didn't mention. Hey, you're in there too now, okay? Now, Mitch, what's going on? Is your grinding that you're hearing, usually a van is a big box. In that big box, you might have two or three bench seats in that, Mitch, of course. And or you might have taken the rear seat out to haul your goodies in it. What ends up happening, it's a big, huge metal box. That metal box basically exaggerates the sound of what the sounds are in the rear drive system, the brake shoe area, and also the grinding of the brake shoes, because you do have brake shoes, I believe, sounds like here. You, minivan, you, okay, I don't know the year, make, or model, but it sounds like maybe you've got a Chrysler or a Dodge or a Plymouth Voyager. And or I know that Honda Odysseys do this too. See, these vans is the main key, Mitch. A van, when you start out in the morning with these, and I've had customers, Mitch, do this with us here at the Greasy Garage, come back and say, I've got a noise, only in the morning. Just what you just described. What it is, and I stopped using organic brake shoes, Mitch. We don't want to use organic brake shoes. The material that's on the brake shoes are, when they're cold, you can hear those bad boys grinding, literally, just what you just described, Mitch, on the brake drums. And so that big box in the rear exaggerates the sound to the point of no return. And you hear this only when, you know, you're driving down the road and you hit the brake pedal. It goes away because you're pushing the brake fluid to the brake shoes, pushing the brake shoes hard to the brake drum, causing them to grab, and you won't hear the noise anymore. If you want to do a little test, Mitch, for me, and each and every one of you that have this same problem that Mitch is having, you might even have it in your disc brake pads in the front of your car, folks. You might hear the sound in the morning. So when you touch the brake pedal lightly or heavy, it goes away. What I want each and every one of you to do is, more than likely, you have organic is the special word. So if you get a, if you just get going down the road, Mitch, first thing, and this again is for all the other folks that have the same type of noise, you're driving down the road and you hear that noise, just lightly touch on the brake pedal. Lightly. So I don't want you to stop the vehicle. I want you to just lightly touch on the brake pedal. You warm that organic material up, is what you're doing. You're warming it up. And then, while you're warming it up by lightly touching the brake pedal, I want you to really goose the gas pedal. But this is a 2-foot process. What we're doing is cooking the brake shoes and we're cooking the disc brake pads. We're getting them really, really warm. What that's going to do is it's going to actually male, female, and mate together with the rotor and or, in Mitch's case, the rear brake drums. It's going to glaze the material, the organic material, going to glaze it, turning it into basically like a piece of glass. Your noise will go away then. And or, if you'd like, you can go back to the repair shop. Say you heard it right here. They can call me. I have no problem. They can email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I'll give them a number. I can talk to them live. Tell them to throw the organics away, and let's get some, just get rid of the organic word and ask them, did you put organics on my car? And they're going to say, well, I really don't know. And that's the key point, is that those organics, sometimes when we look up brake pads and we do all this or brake shoes on the internet through our source, our commercial source, and they deliver to us, it has all these different flavors of material that we can buy. And I never put organics on anymore, period. Because I don't like you. Like, Mitch, I don't like you calling me and saying, I got a problem. Can you do my brake job again? So there it is. That's the key to it all, is make sure that the noise. And, Mitch, you're right. I'm glad you emailed me, and thank you. Appreciate you being, now you are a charter member of Auto World. Coming from Illinois, thank you. Brand new radio station affiliate that's taking our show, and I'm going to be on their station here this next year. Look forward to it. Look forward to you coming right back with, well, grab some popcorn, maybe some Reese's Pieces if you like chocolate, or maybe even a Hershey's Kiss. We're going to be right back, right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to worry about nothing. You understand?
Yeah, I think I do.
Listen, get this. Nobody with a good car needs to be justified.
And I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why.
I've come a long way since I believed in anything. And I've come halfway around the world. What are you talking about?
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there.
Welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World, everything automotive. Yes, interactive, informative, all things automotive for you each and every week. Be a part of the show at any time. Since 1992, the phone number, 855-660-4261. Email me at any time, please do. I'd like to hear from you at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, if you folks out there are listening on affiliate that's taken the show delayed, might be listening to me on a Friday, Saturday, maybe even on a Wednesday lunchtime. Thank you. Don't get mad to call in and you don't get an answer. You can email me. We'll still be in touch with you to help you with your car wants, needs. And, well, like I said, I love the more friends we have, the better off we are. Absolutely. The two heads are better than one when it comes to fixing a car. That's all there is to it. Well, it's time right now. I promised you a new, brand new recall on a Hyundai. Now, this is also the Hyundai and the Kia. Now, I'm going to give you a couple seconds. If you haven't got, see here at Auto World, you always need to get a pen and pencil out and piece of paper because you never know when I'm going to give you some homework. So you folks that's got the Hyundai or the Kias, listen up. Now, there's a lot of these involved. And so I'm going to give you a couple, 2-3 years, and then I'm going to stop because we could talk an hour. That's how many is involved. And this is a serious one here, folks. It's believed that the mature wear of the connecting rod bearings could cause the rods to puncture through the engine block and cause the engine oil to leak. Leaking oil, dripping, or contacting hot engine surfaces that could result in, of course, you know, smoke and fire. Now, the rod bearings, folks, are very, that's your engine, period. Your pistons are connected to the rods. The rods are connected to the crankshaft, you know, and it's like the elbow bones connected to the, you know, no. This is engine talk. This is not a doctor show. This is a doctor show of Auto World. So, if you've got a Kia or a Hyundai, I'm going to give you the years here. Your rod bearings, something went wrong at the factory. Owners may notice an abnormal knocking noise from the engine or the oil pressure warning light could come on, or even the check engine light may light up on the instrument cluster. And if you notice a burning smell or smoke or visible oil leaks and reduced power or hesitation from the engine, folks, the affected cars should, well, I'm going to tell you, the affected cars here, they'll stall on the highway, and it's not good. And I don't want you getting in a crash, and I don't want your car on fire, period. So here, listen up right now. Here's the years. Kia recalled, and Hyundai recalled 294,756 units total. Here's a couple of the years, the 2012, 2013 Kia Sorento with a 2.44 four-cylinder in it, the 2012 Kia Sportage, same engine, 2.4, 2012, 2015 Kia Forte. See what I'm spotting that same years, but here's a different year, 2011 to 2013 Kia Optima, 2014 to 2015 Kia Soul, the 2012 Hyundai Santa Fe, and the 2011-2013 Hyundai Santa Fe with a hybrid in it, 2.4. So it's all wrapped around the 2.4 engine and also the 2.0 engine, folks. So I want to get that out there to you, and how do you get it fixed? The Hyundai and or the Kia dealership is more than willing and wanting to help you and fix it. So if you do hear any, well, what do we call it? Yeah, this. If you hear any knocking or smell, get it in there as soon as possible, please. If you have any more questions on that, you can always email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and or my phone number, 855-660-4261. And with that said, let's go now to New Mexico and talk to Frank live. Welcome. Let's go to New Mexico. There's New Mexico. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Swami. I must consult with you.
Hey, hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and everybody else, Alex and Ted and everybody. But, you know, I got a question. My 86 Oldsmobile, you remember, 5.0 V8, rear-wheel drive car. What would you call it, the little port where you plug in your little code analyzer there?
Oh, the OBD2.
Port there. Okay. I plug in my little thing, which essentially just shorts out a couple of pins. Okay, it's not doing anything anymore. Is there a fuse in that circuit that I might have missed?
Yes, Frank. And then also, Now, this code reader that you have, is it one that you've had for quite a while?
Yeah, you know, inside it's just there's nothing in there. All it does is short out a couple of pins in that port.
Yeah. Is it electronic?
Yeah. Pardon?
Does it have an electronic display on it, though, the code reader?
Oh, no, it's just that basic old school one.
Oh, okay.
Arizona or wherever, you know, it says GM code reader.
Yep. Little plastic box. And like you say, I could give the pins that we could use a paperclip to do the same thing that your code reader's doing. Like you said, it's just two pins. Yeah. You have a fuse absolutely in there. But one thing I want you to do, do you just grab a 12 volt test light? Because this is a good time to check all the fuses. And that's sad. One thing, Frank, I'm sorry. I don't have which fuse, you know, memorized in the box.
Well, I've got a
OBD2
manual here. I just haven't looked up the diagram for the fuse box. I thought I'd get lazy and ask you first.
Sure. Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, that's the thing that, and truthfully, more than likely, because of the year of the car, it's an 86, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be, so it has the ATC plug-in fuses. It does not have the glass fuses. Remember the old glass fuses?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. These ATM fuses, now, you probably haven't replaced too many of them in the fuse box. And I want to shout out to let everybody know, too, Frank, using your question, I don't want anybody using WD-40 spraying into the fuse box. A lot of folks might think that the bad connection is just a little bit moist and rusty or dirty, you know. You can't spray WD-40 in the ATC fuse box, but here's what you're probably going to find is that fuse just, and of course, I don't know if you knew this, but you take a 12-volt test light, the needle on the test light, ground the other end, and the needle is the positive side. Each side of your eight, you can test the fuse in the fuse box while the car is running. And that's what I'd like you to do. Take that needle and just poke at each and every fuse and make sure that the test light comes on. What you're probably going to find, though, is that if your owner's manual does not tell you which OBD2 fuse it is, I want you to pull out each and every fuse, Frank, and put it right back in the slot. You got a bad connection. That's all you got is a bad connection.
Okay, swell. Appreciate it.
That's all it is. I run into that a lot. We'll take a short break. Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate it.
From New Mexico, Happy New Year. That's how you do it, folks. Charter member Frank from New Mexico will be right back here on Auto World from the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Washington Post and NBC News have obtained a phone call between President Donald Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the president begs the secretary to overturn the election results and find more than 11,000 votes. The call took place on Saturday and lasted more than an hour. President Trump repeated several times, "There's no way I lost Georgia." Secretary Raffensperger rejected Trump's assertions. The president is scheduled to appear at a rally in Dalton, Georgia tomorrow on the eve of the Senate runoffs. A dozen Republican senators led by Ted Cruz of Texas say they will challenge the Electoral College vote in Congress this week.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
Senator Cruz on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Down the road each and every week. Appreciate you being here, just like Frank from New Mexico calling in with his car question. How come and why? Yeah, that's what we always get asked all the time, each and every day. Our car does that to you. Each and every one of you have a auto world, and it's you're in your own auto world each week, of course, with what kind of car and truck you're driving, and you never worry about it until it's time to worry, huh? With the engine light on, or that noise you've got on, or that smell you got on, or like Frank, trying to figure out how to read the codes. And Frank's got a great point there to bring up, that being an ATC fuse, it's just a, you know, the plastic, they're color-coded. The 20s are yellow, of course, the 30s are green, things like that. The pink, purple ones are really pretty ones. Those are the little 5-amp fuses. But yeah, just Frank, just and everybody else, if you ever have a problem, which I have run into that before with the OBD2 connector, we don't get a reading, even with the newer scan tools that are digital. And that's the reason why I was asking Frank. I forgot that he had an older type of car that really doesn't need a scan tool that has a battery in it, because there's no digital display. So if you did buy a $59 or $79 or even a $139 scanner, folks, it does have a battery in it, and you could have a bad battery in the scan tool not being able to get any readings from your OBD2 connector. And or, like in Frank's case, your fuse needs to just be pulled out, pushed back in. It's just a blade, and they do get dirty and dusty. You know, a car is a vacuum cleaner. Oh, yeah. That's the only thing I could, if I can only use it to vacuum my shop. Well, it is time now. I got another email here that I want to share with you. Let me climb into my email bag. I print these emails out you send me, and I put them back in the bag, and I had to find this one again, and there it is. Okay. Yeah, there it is. Okay, I got it. Now this email, it's awesome. You'll enjoy it. And this email is from Miss JB from Sandpoint, Idaho. My goodness, it's time, too. She says, I discovered your show on KSPT, 1400 AM in Sandpoint, and have been enjoying listening to you. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Miss JB, let's do a shout-out. Oh, yeah, got to have the horn. KSPT, 1400 AM, Sandpoint and the surrounding area up in northern Idaho, not too far from where I'm sitting, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. She says, my husband and I moved from Southern California to the Sandpoint, Idaho area in 2004 and learning to drive in snow. It has been an adventure to say the least. When we moved, I was driving a 1989 Honda Civic wagon, which I loved. I had almost 300,000 miles on it when I finally gave it up for a 2017 Subaru Outback Limited years ago. When I was still driving the Honda, my sister-in-law from Wisconsin gave me a great tip on how to get up our steep driveway in the winter. She says, go up backwards. What? Yeah, go up backwards. I did not have the four-wheel drive version of the wagon, so this tip was a huge help. I began quite an attempt at racing up the hill backwards, which included navigating a 90-degree curve right before the steepest part of the driveway. The best thing about this method is, as I'm sure you know, if you fail, you are headed back down going forward, which is less scary than drifting back down backwards. Fast forward to now, I have been a derelict in not getting my studded tires put on yet and almost didn't make it up the driveway last night. My question to you is, will the backwards method work with the continuously variable transmission in a Subaru versus the front-wheel drive on the Honda? I don't want to try it if it's bad for the car or me. Thanks, Mark. Miss JB, Sandpoint, Idaho here. Hey, it's really good to have you along. Good to have you, Miss JB, being a part of the show, being a part and a member and a charter member now. It didn't cost a thing, and that's how you do it, folks. And with that, have you ever tried driving your car backwards? I have. I drive cars backwards on test drives sometimes, but no, I have never drove my car in a snow-covered road backwards to try to go up a hill, especially with a 90-degree corner. I salute you, Miss JB, to do that. Okay, now let's get to those three letters. Oh, I think I mentioned that the first hour. Yes, I did. CVT. Continuously. I can't believe it. The Subaru. Continuously variable transmission in a Subaru, folks. What is it? If you've got a Subaru, you've got one. Especially in the Outback. Now, Ms. JB's question, is it going to hurt her CVT transmission, is what that stands for. Continuously valve. Variable transmission in a Subaru. What that is, first and foremost, in a Subaru, it's kind of like, the best way to say it, to describe it, it's kind of like a snowmobile. And for you folks that don't have a snowmobile, never been on one, never rode one, never know, and you never even raised the hood up on a snowmobile, well, there you go. Snowmobiles have the same type of system in them in order for them to go down to the trail as the Subaru does. First, Miss JB, I want you to go forward in the Subaru. Don't go backwards anymore. It will not hurt your CVT transmission in the Subaru, in the Outback that you have. It will not hurt it at all, period. Go forward. And what that CVT is a hub, two hubs inside that transmission, and it like a snowmobile. This rubber belt on a snowmobile in the Subaru, it's a chain, but it's a V-cut hub pulley. The chain in the Subaru or on the snowmobile, the belt is down in the bottom. And as soon as you spin that V-shaped hub, it drives the chain up, causing it to be in this right spot within that V-hub, meaning that there's no slippage, and it actually selects the gear that it needs to be in with the continuous variable transmission slipping the tires. See what I'm saying? It won't let the tires slip. Because it's continuously, that pulley, that hub is spinning because it's going the same RPMs as what your gas pedal, your go pedal is doing. And that is going to drive that chain and that CVT transmission higher or lower at each. It's a gradual cut V hub pulley. And that's how snowmobiles work also. So let's Think about a snowmobile. There's no shifting in a snowmobile. You just give it the gas. What happens is it starts to spin that V-shaped hub, just like the Subaru CVT transmission, causing the belt to go up, causing it to grab. As it's grabbing the belt, coming into each other, those two hubs, those two V sides of each side of the pulley coming in and grabbing that chain, causing it to spin, grab the tires, not letting them spin. If you go up backwards, reverse only has one gear ratio, Ms. JB. So we don't want to go in reverse. We want to go forward because you have more than one gear ratio going forward. As that hub slides in and grabs that chain, it slides into first, and then it gradually goes into second. You won't even feel it. But it keeps the momentum going in the tires for you to go up that snow-covered road in the Sandpoint, Idaho area. And boy, that's a beautiful area up there. Beautiful pine trees. Oh, the deep snow. Oh, you'll get used to it, Ms. JB, definitely. Using that, and here's another tip I want to throw out there to you, all the folks in Sandpoint and everybody up north in Canada, and of course, that's in the snow-covered area here listening to Auto World, chains. If you've got the front-wheel drive Subaru, yeah, you have the CVT transmission, period, just like Miss JB here, but buy some chains. Don't go get the old metal rough-sounding chains. No, they actually sell these beautiful plastic type of chains with, you can buy cable type chains with rubber extensions on them. You can buy rubber chains today that actually looks like a bag of rubber that you just throw on the tire. Clip two links and off you go up the hill in Sandpoint. Thanks for emailing, Ms. JB. I appreciate that from the Sandpoint, Idaho area. Good to have you and everybody up there on the show and listening. We'll be right back from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm going to go get some more Reese's Pieces.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Favorite cars. Maybe that first car you had, maybe the last car you had, maybe the car you don't own. They're all favorite cars of mine. Got a stable full of them. I love them. I can't, all, each and every brand, I get asked all, a lot throughout the my 40 plus years of the car auto world arena is what's a good car to own, Mark? And I always ask them, the person that's asking me, what are you using it for? The utility part of it is why you want to buy and purchase that car for. If you are an antique or a classic car collector, well, then you wouldn't be buying a Chevy Suburban for that reason, unless it was a 1935 Chevy Suburban. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along each and every week. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. From the Greasy Garage Studio, welcome you in. My email address, good 28 hours a day. You can email me whenever you have a chance and time with your car question, your problems, whatever you want to talk about. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number since 1992 right here on Genesis Communications Network for Auto World, 855-660-4261. A little bit of housekeeping real quick here on Facebook. You can Facebook me at any time. Just look for my name, Mark Evans. I look forward to seeing you over there. I do put up a lot of fun stuff there. Don't overwhelm you by any means. And then also, you can go to Auto World Radio Facebook. You'll love that. Enjoy that. And, of course, now Instagram is there. My name, my account over there. If you want to check out the Instagram goodies I put up there, always a little gift every so often for you. That is Auto World Media. Yes, do it. I'd love to see you over there and love to share with you at all times. A little bit of housekeeping. We've got to keep the broom going. You know, we've got to keep her clean. Like Loudmouth Jay the Janitor right here, keeping my microphone from being greasy. Well, it is time. Hey, before we get to the two C's that I promised you on Instagram and the Facebook accounts, I want to shout out real quick to the lady that, she says, well, what kind of chains do we need to get, Mark? I just mentioned the chains. Of course, a lot of you are in the winter climate. And even if you aren't in a winter climate, folks, I want you to put emergency snow chains in your car. That's right. Even if you're in Scottsdale, you might, I know you're heading up to Flagstaff, you might run into some mud or some sand or some clay that's wet, and you're sitting there spinning all the time, trying to get going. But it's not the get going that's bothering me. It's the stopping that's bothering me. I know all you folks down there in Arizona, you get those flash flood rains, and you slide in that greasy antifreeze that we've been spilling down there, and that oil we've been spilling, power steering oil and transmission oil. Oh, why don't I throw a little brake fluid in there? Huh? Why not? Well, this Sally emailed and says, what kind of chains should we get? And first and foremost, let's do a shout-out where Sally's listening. Poplar Bluff. Oh, yeah. Missouri and Arkansas, right on the border. KLID, 1340 AM. Good to have each and every one of you along, Dexter, Poplar Bluff. Oh, and a lot of the towns there in Missouri and Arkansas, you're all invited, and I'm glad you're here with us here on Auto World. Well, the best chains, in my opinion, for a price and all, there's quite a few out there. You get the cable, the rubber, the old-style chains that are the chains themselves. No. Look for this brand, K-O-Z-A-R-T, Kozart. It's no chains. It's a six-piece emergency tire chain kit that you can buy. It's quite unique. They just clamp on to your wheel and your tire. Very, very easy to do, and I'm thinking for you ladies that are going to work with your dress and high heels on, okay, that's what I'm talking about. I don't want you looking bad going into work. Kozart snow chains. They're only about $40, $45, maybe $50. You can more than likely get them on that, you know, that .com thing we call Amazon, Amazon.com, go for it. And when you're there, I do know a friend that bought the bag, this textile snow chain bag. Yeah, it's a bag. It looks like a Glad bag made out of cloth, and he just wraps it around his tire. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You just put it on the ground, you drive into it. Yeah, that's the secret. It's not a good secret. How are you going to drive into a bag when you're stuck? Uh-huh. See, there I am, scratching my head again. You can't have a bag. But anyway, he does that. He puts a bag on three-quarters of the tire, puts it in gear, and it spins the bag around, and it gets him going. Works. That's what it's all about. That's all that matters. Those bags are, though, you ready for this? They're about $150. Ah, that's too much money. Okay, let's get to the two C's. As I put on my Facebook page, Mark Evans and Auto World Radio Facebook page, the two C's gave you a great, get over there and take a look at the picture that I put up there, the two C's, cosmetics and cars. What's those two have to do with anything? Well, you ladies, again, got your high heels on, you probably have your makeup on too. You ever purchased Merle Norman Cosmetics? My wife does. In the mall, you go over to the malls in your towns, you can get the Merle Norman Cosmetics. Well, J.B. Nethercutt, that little picture I put up there, is the Nethercutt Museum. J.B. Nethercutt, he was a gentleman that loved cars, and he's also the co-founder of Merle Norman Cosmetics. With his aunt, Merle Norman, he would use his wealth to assemble one of the world's finest and most prestigious car collections in the world, folks. This museum is called the Nethercutt Collection. His cars have been in the best of show at Pebble Beach, Concours d'Elegance, and Meadowbrook, and a whole ton of different car shows. And these cars are in California in the Nethercutt Collection, in the Nethercutt Museum down in the L.A. area, and a little history behind the Merle Norman career, the cosmetic career in 1931. Nethercutt's aunt, which he went in partnerships with $150 to open a small local cosmetic studio named Merle Norman Cosmetics in downtown Santa Monica, California, to sell their homemade products. Norman created the products, and Nethercutt, he pedaled to the dealers on his bicycle, picking up discarded boxes from grocery stores in the trash to pack their cosmetics in. By 1934, the company had expanded to 94 independently owned franchises across the United States, with the majority of them being owned by the women. Good job, women, because that's a great product. Nethercutt later served as vice chairman of Merle Norman until Norman stepped down in 1963. In 1969, Nethercutt decided to make the previous private family-owned enterprise, it went public to the American Stock Exchange in 1974. Nethercutt purchased throughout this whole entire time, of course, stock with the company. And what else did he purchase? Cars. A lot of cars. He, in fact, not only spent his money on the cars, but he actually started to put the company of Merle Norman Cosmetics over in Switzerland, Australia, and, of course, started making more and more money. And he put that money, which was basically back in 1981, he made over $130 million, and he started putting it into what? Yes, the cars. The cars, and I just want to say the cosmetics and cars go together, don't they? Because cars are pretty and you gals are pretty with your makeup, and that's what I wanted to point that out, that the Nethercutt Museum was built and founded off cosmetics. Good job. And it's in the United States. Fantastic. I've been there live. I've actually interviewed JB. He's not with us today. He passed away. I interviewed him down at Pebble Beach, and it was quite a great time interviewing and talking to him about his cars. The museum's closed right now. If you get a chance, check it out online, the J.B. Nethercutt. Just Google him and or the Nethercutt collection. It's going to be a wow factor that, as you see in my Facebook post, that picture is just a taste of what the cosmetic money bought in the automotive industry and the collection of his cars and the restoring of the cars, the best of the best. I'm going to salute and tip my hat to him because all you ladies out there buying Merle Norman, because it's keeping a lot of fantastic one-of-ones, one-of-two cars going. That's what it's all about. Well, thank you, everybody. The garage door is rolling down here on the second hour of Auto World. Thank you, Axelrod Alex, for being the producer of the show, doing a great job, fantastic. General Motor George, my chief engineer, he keeps me wired. Of course, Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director, marketing manager of Genesis Communications Network, of course, keeping the wheels on this wagon. Lugnut Lee, yeah, thank you, appreciate it. I hate to have the wheels come off the wagon. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications, and of course, my makeup artist, Lion Lucy. Always saying I'm looking good. Drive safe, everybody. Good to have you along. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.